Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Terrence DeFranco is here too. IOTAcommunications.com. Terrence, tell us about it.
So IOTA Communications is both a wireless network carrier as well as application provider for commercial Internet of Things applications. And so we help commercial and industrial facility owners and managers optimize their operations as well as drive sustainability. So I want to create a lead-in for you there.
Yeah. And yeah, absolutely. And folks, the we talked about the data, the network, securing the network, and having, you know, you may have use a VPN or whatever it is you have to do. And the more you use IoT, you're going to have to secure your network, especially the more it becomes a critical part. And it's becoming one of the applications for IoT is sustainability. I talked about a pump a while ago. If a pump could be shut off when it doesn't need to pump water or whatever, if it can do that automatically and an IoT can tell it to do that and can notify you that that's what's happening and help you manage the electricity, the power to that, that's a sustainability help, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
So talk to us some more about one of the things that I've been talking about for a while now, Terrence, is the fact that years ago, we got letters about quality. What should tell us about your quality if you want to bid on our work, your quality process? Then we got a Y2K letter. Tell us about your Y2K if you want to bid on our work. And then we got, you know, your cybersecurity letter and so on and so forth. Now we're getting sustainability letters, aren't we?
Yeah, if I could tell you, probably the single most significant driver, both near term and long term, for what we do, and it's applying the Internet of Things to commercial and industrial and also municipal markets, it is sustainability. Larry Fink and Blackstone recently announced an initiative whereby Blackstone, across all of their business lines and real estate portfolios, is going to be really looking to be a leader in driving sustainability. And it's really, the definition of sustainability has really gotten well beyond, you know, just, you know, doing things for the environment because it feels good.
This is not tree hugger climate change stuff, folks. In fact, Terrence, what we're talking about right now is what has caused the United States of America, the economy, to have taken our footprint, our carbon footprint, back to 1990 levels, as our economy has tripled, quadrupled almost, since 1990. We're at 1990 Kyoto Accord levels because of this sustainability effort. It had to do with not only doing the right thing, but it has to do with profitability, using innovations to be more profitable. Sustainability is not just the right thing to do, it's good business, isn't it?
It is, and it's created this, there's a, you know, another term out there called a, you know, circular economy. And what essentially it demonstrates is that focus on a triple bottom line, which is, you know, all about people, planet, and profit. When businesses focus on that triple bottom line associated with sustainability initiatives, they become better businesses. They become more attractive investments. The Wall Street, you're seeing a lot of investment in ESG. And it's because it's been demonstrated that companies that are focused on that triple bottom line are companies that actually outperform the rest of the market. That's why you're seeing, you know, it's sustainability initiatives don't get implemented because of a government mandate. That helps, but it's total right. even across Fortune 500 companies, those that are fully dedicated to net zero, meaning that they're you know contributing back an equal amount of what they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
That is a circular economy, and so you know the list goes on and on of those.
But those companies are going to require their partners, even the small ones, to be
right.
able to contribute, not just not do any harm, but contribute to that. Otherwise, you won't be allowed to bid, will you?
That's right. And that's part of it. And that's how it becomes viral in a
yeah,
way.
Exactly.
Terrence,
I got to
become a standard requirement.
I got to wrap it up. IOTACommunications.com is the website. Hey, Terrence, good job today. Will you come back?
Would love to, Jim. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good job today. Terrence DeFranco, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.